When he finished, the men gave a loud cheer and took off. Other high-ranking German officials, men who had good reason to fear that they would be charged with war crimes, were hiding in the mountains. Spears was told by the DPs about a man who had been the Nazi head of the slave labor camps in the area and had committed a great many atrocities. He investigated, asked questions, and became convinced they were telling the truth. Further investigation revealed that this man was living on a small farm nearby. Spears called in First Lieutenant Lynch. He explained the situation, then gave his order. Take Moon, Liebgott, and Sisk. Find him and eliminate him. Lynch gathered the men, explained the mission, got a weapons carrier, and took off up the mountain. During the trip, Moon thought about his predicament. He was sure that Captain Spears did not have the authority to order an execution based on testimony from the DPs. But Spears was the company's CEO, and Moon was just an enlisted man carrying out an order. He decided, I'm not complying with this bullshit. If someone has to do the shooting, it won't be me. They got to the farm and, without a struggle, took the Nazi prisoner. Liebgott interrogated him for 30 minutes, then declared there could be no doubt this was the man they wanted, and he was guilty as charged. The Americans pushed the man at gunpoint to the weapons carrier, then drove off. Lynch stopped beside a ravine. They prodded the man out of the vehicle. Liebgott drew his pistol and shot him twice. The prisoner began screaming. He turned and ran up the hill. Lynch ordered Moon to shoot him. You shoot him, Moon replied. The war is over. Skinny Sisk stepped forward, leveled his M1 at the fleeing man, and shot him dead. After the POWs and DPs were sorted and shipped out of the area, the next job was to sort out and consolidate all the captured German equipment and the U.S. Army equipment no longer needed for combat. As the material was gathered and registered, convoys of trucks took it to depots in France. Officers were ordered to turn in the silk escape map of France they had received before the jump into Normandy or be fined $75. As those maps were damn near sacred to the D-Day veterans, there was universal non-compliance. When told to pay the fine, Winters replied for the entire battalion, taking his line from General McAuliffe, nuts. The regimental supply officer, Captain Herbert Sobel, backed down. Given the absence of resistance, indeed the enthusiastic cooperation of the Germans and Austrians,